USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump said he'll formally object to Congress's impeachment inquiry, even as he acknowledges the House Democrats have the votes to proceed. The White House was expected to send a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arguing that Congress cannot conduct an impeachment investigation without first having the vote to authorize it. The letter was expected to say the administration will not cooperate with the probe without that vote being done. Trump said the resolution would likely pass, but predicts it will backfire on the Democrats over this election season.
I do believe that because of what they're doing with Pelosi and their real leaders, AOC plus three, I really believe that they're going to pay a tremendous price at the polls.
When Pelosi announced that the White House was initiating the inquiry, she did not seek the consent of the full chamber, as was done for impeachment proceedings into former Presidents Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' campaign has finally admitted officially that he had a heart attack. His campaign confirmed in a statement released that the Vermont senator was diagnosed with myocardial infraction, otherwise known as a heart attack, when he went to the hospital in Las Vegas. He was then treated with two stents for a blocked artery in his heart. The senator's campaign also said in a statement that he walked out of Desert Springs Hospital Medical Center feeling great and looking forward to getting back to the campaign. The U.S. trade deficit widened in August for the first time in 3 months as exports increased, but imports increased even more. The politically sensitive gap with China in the trade of goods narrowed. The U.S. Commerce Department said the gap between what the United States buys and what it sells rose 1.6% to $54.9 billion. The deficit had fallen in June and July, but is still up for the year despite President Donald Trump's attempts to push it down by imposing taxes on imports and waging a trade war with China. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Attorney generals representing half the states and lawyers for more than 500 local governments blasted the terms of Purdue Pharma's offer to settle thousands of lawsuits over the nation's opioid crisis in court filings that also said the company had funneled over $13 billion to its controlling family. Their legal filing said the tentative deal does not contain an admission of wrongdoing from the members of the Sackler family, who would not stop family members from future misconduct and wouldn't force them to repay money they pocketed from their illegal conduct. The documents say the members of the Sackler family made $12 to $13.5 billion from Purdue from profits made from the signature painkiller OxyContin. The roar of the four engines, the plexiglass nose, the bristling machine guns. For history buffs and aviation enthusiasts, few thrills compare with that of a flight aboard an aircraft like the B-17 Flying Fortress, the World War II bomber that helped smash the Nazi war machine. But a deadly crash in Connecticut this week of one of the very same B-17s has cast doubt over the band of brothers and sisters who enjoy riding in vintage planes and raises questions of whether machinery over 70 years old should be flying passengers. The propeller-driven 1945 bomber went down at the Hartford Airport, killing 7 of the 13 people aboard after the pilot reported the engine trouble on takeoff. The cause of the fiery wreck is still under investigation. Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.